want to do. As a matter of fact, there's a place in the Bible, I didn't look it up and it just popped in my mind, and I'm not great at memory things, but when Jesus talked to the Father, and he even told the Father, he said, Father, he said, I didn't pray this prayer for my sake. He said, I prayed it for their sakes so that they, you know, they know your power. I prayed it out loud for their sake so they would know, and they, you know, that you'd be glorified in that. And so, listen, this is what he wants. We, you know, to enter into God's presence and gain his attention, man, that guy cried out, man, to get Jesus' attention, right? And prayer is to commit our needs and our desires to his faithfulness. We just commit it to him and then leave it there, right? We don't have to worry about it. Heard a guy preaching on there. You know, you hear people over the years, and if you've been saved a long time, you've heard people preach, and something they said sticks out in your mind very well. And it was years ago. I wasn't the pastor here. Pastor Frank was here, but we were members. Sherry and I, and kids were small. And boy, old Mary Patesel, if she was here, or Hazel Garcia, and had her mind, she'd know. And maybe Shelby, you might remember. There was a guy we had come and preach. The guy had a mustache. It was years ago when Pastor Frank was here. He was on the other side. He was a local guy, kind of soft-spoken guy. And I'd know his name if I heard it. Mary Pate, they knew just like that. Margie might remember if she could think about it. But he was preaching about Noah's Ark. And I'll never forget that. And you know, the Bible says this. It said that when Noah, God said, come into the ark. And they went in, and then it said that God shut the door. Now, he illustrated it like this. He was one of them guys, he could kind of talk fast. He said, now Noah didn't pull up a chair. He talked like that fast. Noah didn't pull up a chair and sit there and watch that door to see if any moisture was coming in around the edges. I'll think of this guy's name at 3 o'clock this in the morning. I'm going to text everybody, group text. Have to go through the alphabet, I'll get it. And he said, but God didn't pull up and sit there and watch to see if moisture was going to come up. See, that isn't faith, right? God shut the door. You don't have to pull up a chair and sit there and look for it. It applies here. See, when we pray believingly, we ask God whatsoever our hearts desire, and we're praying in the mind of Christ, and we're praying in the Spirit, we don't have to sit there and wonder whether the thing's going to get answered, right? We don't have to worry about that. We don't have, you know, we just put it in God's hands, right? That's what we do. When you pray, be specific. I've shared this with you, but I don't think we still get it, so I'm going to give it to you again. We usually pray shotgun style, kind of, you know, like, let's do it like this. Lord, save all the lost people. All right. Lord, heal all the sick people. Lord, give wisdom to all the Christians. All right, let's go to the house. You know, I mean, you know, that's not how God, that's unbelief in disguise, as Harold likes to point it out. And we be with so-and-so. What does that mean? Be with them. I mean, for what? Well, because they need, all right, well, that's how you pray, what the need is. Be with them. Lift them up. Lift them up. About what? From what? To where? Lift them up. You know. I mean, get specific. We got, you know, this is how we pray. And this is, we don't get nothing done. It's not a fervent prayer, you know, get reason. Make your request known unto God, the Bible says, Philippians 4:6. Make your request known unto God. Listen, a lot of the prayers are so vague, God don't even know what you want. He ain't sure about it. How can you answer that prayer? They're too vague. And so, make your request known unto God. It said that, right? You know, because you're going, we can laugh about it. Oh, well, God knows everything, right? That's what you thought, right? When I said, God don't even know what we're praying. Oh, God knows. Well, if God knows, how come we got to make our request known unto God? That's what it said. It said, make your request known unto God. Well, maybe because he knows it, but he wants us to say it. And, yeah, go that argument, right? But he said, make it known unto God. The third thing is faith. Look what it says. It's right there in that same verse. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, what's the next word? Believe. What is? Faith, right? That's believe. That's faith. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe. Believe. Faith is the life and power of prayer. Don't you think that lack of prayer sometimes is because we really don't have the faith that we say that we have, or even that we think that we have? We may even think that we have it. The Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight, because by sight you don't have to have faith. But see, this is what we want to do. We want to pray that God will do things that we can already see or getting done or already going to be done, or something that we can know that we can do. We don't like to pray a prayer that we cannot see the outcome of, or it seems like an impossibility. We don't want to pray that prayer. Prayer operates in the realm of the unseen, not the seen. It operates in the realm of the unseen. And so to pray in the realm the realm of the unseen, our hearts must be full of faith. You got to pray believing. You got to pray believing. It's the only way you can do it. Look, you know, faith, listen, we must pray in a way, we must literally deny the visible in a sense. We have to deny the visible and look at things which are not seen. 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We got to look at those things. Faith is important in knowing God. Faith is important in knowing God, and a lack of faith is a result of not knowing God, which is a result of a lack of communication with God. You got that? Faith is important in knowing God. A lack of faith is a result of not knowing God, and that is a result of a lack of communication with God to know God. I think I said this last time we had Sunday night service a couple of weeks ago. I think I said it then. But you know, prayer even reveals God to us. You know, we see the Word and we see other things. But even in prayer, God can reveal Himself to us in prayer. It's a learning thing. You know, it's a learning. You learn. You know, you learn. And so faith comes from knowing God, becoming occupied with His power, being occupied with His love, His faithfulness. It comes from denying the world and self and allowing the light of God to shine in our hearts. That's how we know God. And then our faith is increased. Man, when there's no doubt about it, what God's going to do, what God, you know, and then walking in His will and in His power and being full of God and knowing God. So we're back to that point where what's more important, answer to the prayer or God Himself? God Himself. Then we're going to pray right. And guess what? If we pray right, guess what? The right answer will be, or we'll have results from our prayer life. The fourth thing, acceptance of God's answer. Acceptance of God's answer. What's it say in our verse? See, it's all in this text, all in this one verse. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them. Believe that ye receive them. Faith has to accept the answer as given by God in heaven before it is even felt on earth. Boy, now that's... See, so these, you know, and you're thinking, it's almost like, well, why do we have to pray? Because this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to operate this way. God's going to give the answer. Spiritual things can only be understood spiritually. You can't understand spiritual things naturally or humanly, I guess. And only praying in the will of God can give us confidence. See, that's the problem. So many times we're not praying in the will of God. I know people that have said, you know, I'm praying about something that I know what they're praying for is not in the will of God because it's against the Word of God. There's things that we don't have to pray about. We don't have to pray about that. There's no reason to pray about it. And yet they think, well, yeah, but God told me to, you know, do this and, oh, no, it's not, you know. A lady told me one time God told her to marry a lost man, but the Word of God says not to be unequally yoked. If somebody's wrong, then it's not God, right? It's not God. And so that, you know, but I prayed about it. We didn't need to pray about it. You need to pray about it. Sorry, we already got a word on it. We already got the word of God, right? And so a lot of times we're not sure that we're going to get an answer from prayer because we're not sure that we're praying in the will of God. Well, if we're not sure that we're praying in the will of God, that would have to do with a relationship problem, right? How many of you old married people that have been married a long time, you already know what your spouse is going to say? Like, hey, honey, can I buy that new gun, that $3,000 shotgun that I saw at Dominion? You already knew, right? Didn't you, Greg, huh? You didn't have to pray about that. You know, I wonder if my wife would like that, me to get that. Huh? You already know, right? See? I mean, you know, that fits in a lot. Of, you know it, and you know what? But you know how, it sounds funny, but we do know how they think. We think the same. You get around some. We know what they're going to think. We know what they're going to say. Why? Because you spend time with each other every day for years. Well, if we don't know, if we're not praying in the will of God, it's because, or we're not sure if our prayer's in the will of God. What does that mean? We haven't spent enough time with Him in communication and in His mind and thinking like He thinks. And you know, I can find stuff in my house because I know where she, I know how she puts stuff, and I don't look in the practical place. See, it could be anywhere, you know. You just got to think like she. So the other day, see, Charlie can't hear what I'm saying. I was looking for the Nutty Buddies. And I came back from the Western Virginia Sportsman Show, and I ate my supper, and I said, oh, man, I'm going to go in there and get a Nutty Buddy. And I went in there, and I said, man, don't tell me Kyle and Charlie done ate all them Nutty Buddies, man. I was digging right in there. And I went over and looked in the trash can, and sure enough, man, there's two wrappers in there. And I said, man. And I said, wait a minute. Sherry's pretty slick. We got a freezer out in the garage. I said, let me run out there and look. There it was. There was the box. There were two of them in there. She goes, today, she said, yeah, I put the box out there in the freezer. I left them one in here so they'd see it. It's like a decoy. That was a decoy Nutty Buddy. See? I left one in here, but I put them out there in the thing. Now Kyle's going to know where they are, man. I'll go and have chocolate on his lips. You eat that Nutty Buddy? Huh? He said, I put it out there. See, I knew. I said, that's how she thinks, right? She thinks I put it out there. And sure enough. And so, you know where to look for things. You know how to look. It's not going to be where you expect things to be. But when we know God, see, when we spend time with God and we're in communication with God and we're walking in the Spirit, we're filled with the Spirit and God fills us with Himself, we know what to pray about and we know how to pray and we know what we're praying is so much in the will of God that we can expect the answer. We can accept God's answer before it even comes. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, right? We know that. And so this is a key thing in believing and receiving that. We accept that. The key, again, is seeking God first, not the answer. Seeking God first, not the answer. That's a key thing. Man, I wish somebody had taught me this years ago when I first got saved. I didn't know nothing about that. Didn't know nothing about it. And then this will give us wisdom and the spirit of praying in His will and the confidence of the answer. And listen, I'm telling you what, man, most of it's not going to be in the circumstantial world and the physical world and all that. It's going to be getting God's will done on earth, right? And then we can believe that and we're going to receive it. You know, old Jacob, man, I like old Jacob in the Old Testament. Jacob got in that wrestling match with God. And I mean, he wrestled with Him all night. And it was a pre-incarnate, I think that was the pre-incarnate Christ. And he said, let me go. And he said, no, I'm not letting go till I get an answer. He said, I'm holding on, man. And God had touched him, man. He limped, touched the hollow of his thigh. He limped a little bit on that deal after that. But boy, he said, I'm holding on. I'm gonna get the answer. I'm gonna get the blessing right there. He learned a lot in that prayer meeting. Boy, he learned a lot, buddy. We could go on and on about what he learned in that all-night wrestling match right there. He learned a lot about himself. He learned a lot what he needed to do, and he learned a lot about God. And that, see, so there's a case right there where you learn. Praying is an educational experience. It's an educational experience. He had a desire, though, for the answer, and he persevered till he got an answer from God. Boy, that's what you call fervent. And he wouldn't quit. He would not quit. That's a great illustration. And then the fifth thing, I think it's the last thing, experiencing the answer. And what does it say? Back again. Maybe I'll be able to read it right. And when he said, therefore I say unto you, What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And ye shall have them. You've got them. You know, sometimes when we pray, now, you know, this is the way, there's no, I don't know how you figure this out always, but sometimes we pray and we get the answer pretty quick. We have them pretty quick. You know, we get soon after, sometimes pretty instantly. But sometimes it may be a long interval in between. It may be time. Of course, faith, I think with faith, also patience. Patience is required with God. And then, but we can act on the answer, though, before we feel it. You know, before we see it, if we're really praying in this mind, ye shall have them. Faith rejoices in the certainty of an answered prayer. And we can praise on, we can praise God before the answer comes. We can praise God. So, you know, we think about this. What do you desire and what does God desire? You know, when those two things connect, when it's the same. What did Jesus ask for God specific? I mean, even in the garden, he didn't ask God. He said, he mentioned it this way about the cup. He said, if it's possible for the cup to pass, but he didn't say, hey, Lord, you know, God, this is what I want this. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. There's not too much that Jesus, when Jesus asked for something in his will, and it was in the will of the Father too, he wasn't denied. God, you know, he got the answer. He got the answer. What do you desire? Like I say, the answer is sure when God's will and our will merge together. And as I said, we pray for a lot of physical things and not always sure about God's will in those. But I know for a fact, you know, what God's will is for us is in the spiritual world, you know, and we know what it is. See, right here in the Word of God, we know what God's will is in a spiritual sense for us, for the world. We know what it is. We know what the will is. We don't have to question that. We've got it right here. We can pray in that sense, and we pray in that vein. See, we know what God's will is, and we can become fervent in that, in those things. And we can ask for those things, and we can receive them if we wholeheartedly desire them. I'll tell you this. People are afraid to pray this prayer. Say, well, you know, I sure would like, I've prayed with people that said, boy, I'd like to witness more. Well, I'll tell you what, you start praying for something, God to put somebody in your path, and you sincerely desire it, but I'm afraid he'll do it. All right, well, if you have enough faith to believe that God would do it, have enough faith that when God does it, that God will put the words in your mouth, and we got a word on it, and the Bible says he would put the words in our mouth. He said, don't worry about what to say. He said, I'll put the words there. Paraphrasing that just a little bit, but so if you believe God can put the person there, he'll also put the words there too, and you'll know exactly what to say. I know that firsthand experience. I knew that. I learned that before I knew what the Bible said about it. First time I ever went out with anybody, scared to death, went out with a group of guys, and I thought, man, this was my plan. We're all going out. It was a couple other people from church and me. We went out and we went to somebody's house they knew to go witness to. Went in there and there was three or four people in the living room. And I thought, well, man, I'm a brand new Christian. I'm just going to sit down and keep my mouth shut. I'll let them do all the talking. Isn't that how we like to do stuff? Huh? That's how we like to serve God. I'll let somebody else do it. Oh, no. I just started talking. And the words just started coming out. I remember I'm talking to him, and the words are coming out, and I'm going, and I'm thinking to myself while I'm talking to them, I'm a multitasker, right? I'm thinking, where in the world is this coming from? Huh? It was God. God will do it, man. God puts it there. See, so we pray and ask God to put somebody, you want to be a better witness? You want to witness? You like you know you should? Ask God to put somebody in your path and open that door. Speak to your heart. Speak to their heart. Prepare their heart. He'll answer everyone. Every one of them will be a positive answer, by the way. And then God will put the words in your mouth. You'll see God work. Ask him about it. Pray about it. You got to be praying about that every day. We can ask for that. We can pray for the fullness of the Spirit and believe that that's God's will. We can pray for spiritual growth and we can know that's God's will. We can pray for a greater knowledge of the Lord and we know that's God's will. We can pray for a manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit and we know that that's God's will. That power to witness, we know that that's God's will. And we can even pray for the power to pray and we know that that's in God's will. We don't have to ask and we don't have to doubt. We don't have to wonder about those things because we have a word of it from the Word of God. And listen, we can pray that Christ will manifest himself on earth through us tomorrow, today. We can pray that. We know that's God's will. That's what he wants to do. That's what he's trying to do. And listen, if we don't do those things, if we don't manifest God, and if we don't pray, if we don't have the power to pray, and we don't have the fullness of the Spirit and growth and knowledge and all those things right there, I'm going to tell you what, we're not being earnest enough in our prayer about it. We're half-heartedly wanting it. Half of the other half of the heart's scared to death. God's going to give it to you. The other half of you is afraid of it, halfway afraid. And so we don't, listen, we got to pray earnestly. We got to pray fervently. We have to pray believingly. I like to pray like that man that prayed. He said, Lord, I believe, but just help my unbelief. I believe, but I could believe more. You know what I'm saying? That's how you pray. That's the key to answered prayer, fervent prayer. Listen, pray more. It's not so much about the answer. It's about God himself, Christ himself living in us. Amen? Amen. Let's all stand, head bowed, and eye closed.